Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Today we'll be continuing with information about the five major eye diseases. I have already covered the number one disease, cataracts, also diabetes-related eye problems, and refractive errors. Today it will be number four, macular degeneration. Next week will be number five, glaucoma. This program on AMD, age-related macular degeneration, will tell you about the symptoms and the risk factors of this serious eye condition. You'll also hear a very inspiring story of a woman who was coping with macular degeneration, and I will have information about the research that is being done. I will start with an introduction to the basics of macular degeneration. I went to Wikipedia for this. This is an overview of the subject. Macular degeneration, also known as age-related macular degeneration. This is abbreviated in two different ways. It's sometimes called AMD, and in other places it's called ARMD. Age-related macular degeneration is a medical condition which may result in blurred vision or no vision in the center of the visual field. Early on, there are often no symptoms. Over time, however, some people experience a gradual worsening of vision that may affect one or both eyes. While it does not result in complete blindness, loss of central vision can make it very hard to recognize faces, to drive, to read, or perform other activities of daily life. Visual hallucinations may also occur, but these do not represent a mental illness. And by the way, you will hear more about visual hallucinations in just a few minutes. Macular degeneration typically occurs in older people. Genetic factors and smoking also play a role. It's due to damage to the macula part of the retina. Diagnosis comes from a complete eye exam. The severity is divided into early, intermediate, and late types. The late type is additionally divided into dry and wet forms, with the dry form making up 90% of cases. Prevention includes exercising, eating well, and not smoking. Antioxidant vitamins and minerals do not appear to be useful for prevention. There is no cure or treatment that returns vision already lost. In the wet form, anti-VEGF medication injected into the eye, or less commonly, laser coagulation or photodynamic therapy may slow the worsening of your vision. And back to the supplements. Supplements in those who already have the disease may slow progressions, and that would be the antioxidant vitamins and minerals. They can slow the progression of the disease. Now, in more detail, we have symptoms of macular degeneration. This comes from a website from the American Macular Degeneration Foundation. Its web address is www.macular.org. There are going to be quite a few of these good websites mentioned, so if you're into computer research, get your pencil handy. This one is www.macular.org. Age-related macular degeneration is often detected in an eye exam before the symptoms become noticeable. In early AMD, tiny drusen, this is spelled D-R-U-S-E-N, tiny drusen or waste deposits can be seen on the surface of the retina. The macula itself sometimes shows a change in its color or pigment. In many people, the disease does not progress beyond this condition. If the disease has progressed further than this initial stage, symptoms can include blurred or fuzzy vision. Also, the illusion that straight lines, such as the edge of a door or actually sentences on a page, these are wavy when you see them. The illusion also could give you that some objects are smaller than they really are. And you might have the appearance of a gray or dark or even an empty area in the center of your visual field. Sometimes color vision is noticeably paler than usual. Remember that other conditions can cause some of these same symptoms. Meeting with a healthcare professional can sort through the causes. If vision changes are occurring in your eye, do not ignore them. Certain forms of macular degeneration can progress very quickly and can respond to treatment if caught in time. Next, we come to a section on the Amsler grid. This is spelled Amsler, the Amsler grid. You might have heard of the Amsler grid, a tool used for detecting macular degeneration. Well, here's what I found out about it. This comes from the website called www.allaboutvision.com. The Amsler grid is a tool that eye doctors use to detect vision problems resulting from damage to the macula. The damage may be caused by macular degeneration or other eye diseases, so the Amsler grid is useful in detecting these problems. An early diagnosis means early treatment, so it may help to limit or at least slow the vision loss you are experiencing. If you are at risk for macular degeneration or other eye diseases, you can use the Amsler grid chart at home to monitor your vision, but using the chart does not mean you should skip regular visits to your eye doctor, because you can easily miss signs that only a trained eye care practitioner will find. Now, this Amsler grid that we're talking about actually looks like the old-fashioned graph paper. Remember that? The square boxes on a piece of paper? Amsler grid looks like a graph paper, except it has very, in some cases, dark lines, very dark lines on a white background that forms a, that they form a square grid. Some versions actually have white lines on a black background. In either case, there is a prominent dot right in the middle of the grid. You can download a copy for free from many different sources online, or you can ask your eye doctor for one. Actually, ask your eye doctor for quite a few, or you can make your own copies. The reason's coming up. Next section, how to do the Amsler grid test. Testing your eyes with an Amsler grid is easy, and it takes only a few minutes. Here are the basic steps. Number one, test your eyes under normal room lighting used for reading. Number two, wear eyeglasses that you normally wear for reading, even if you wear only store-bought reading glasses. Hold the Amsler grid approximately 14 to 16 inches from your eyes. Test each eye separately. Cup your hand over one eye while testing the other eye. Keep your eye focused on the dot in the center of the grid, and then answer these questions. Do any of the lines in the grid appear wavy or blurred or distorted? Do all the boxes in the grid look square, and are they the same size? Are there any holes or missing areas or any dark areas within the grid? And then a good one, can you see all the corners and the sides of the grid while keeping your eye focused on that central dot? And then switch to the other eye and repeat these steps. Now here's something very important. Report any irregularities to your eye doctor immediately. Mark areas of the Amsler grid that you're not seeing properly. If you can use two grids if you notice problems in each eye. Use a separate grid for each eye to show where these lines are wavy or where there's some irregularity showing. Take these grids with you when you visit your eye doctor. Check your eyes with the Amsler grid as frequently as your doctor recommends or whenever you notice a significant change in your eyesight. Now, at this point, I would suggest that you keep these grids taped up everywhere so you can look at them whenever you remember. And I also found this great idea on a website called amd.org. This one's called the face test. They say there, another way to easily test your vision is just waiting for you in your bathroom mirror. The key to catching vision problems is to look with one eye at a time, because when both eyes work together, they can hide a vision problem. Every morning, simply look at your face in the mirror. Cover your left eye with your hand and focus on your face. Then switch, covering your right eye with your hand, so you're looking at your face with the left eye. If you notice any central blurring or any missing parts on your face, anything that looks abnormal, contact your doctor for an eye examination. And I might add, too, do it immediately. Like, don't settle for 2 weeks from now. Do it immediately. Now, earlier I mentioned visual hallucinations. This information comes from the National Eye Institute, nei.nih.gov. This is a brief note about a topic that's dear to my heart because I can only imagine how it might affect someone who is experiencing visual hallucinations. The headline is Charles Bonnet Syndrome, or Visual Hallucinations. People with impaired vision sometimes see things that are not there. These are called visual hallucinations. They may see simple patterns of colors or shapes, or they may see detailed pictures of people, animals, buildings, or landscapes. Sometimes these images fit logically into a visual scene, but quite often they do not. This condition can be alarming, but don't worry. It is not a sign of mental illness. It's called Charles Bonnet syndrome. It's been around for a long time, and it is similar to what happens to some people who have lost an arm or a leg. Even though the arm or leg is gone, these people still can feel their toes or their fingers, or they still experience some itching. Similarly, when the brain loses the input from the eyes, it may try to fill the void by generating visual images on its own. Charles Bonnet syndrome is a common side effect for vision loss in people with AMD. However, it often goes away from a year to 18 months after it begins. In the meantime, there are things you can do to reduce hallucinations. Many people find the hallucinations occur more frequently in the evening or in dim light, so turning on a light or the television may help. It may also help to blink, close your eyes, or focus on a real object for a few moments. Now, advice from me, try not to worry. It's quite common to have visual hallucinations. Now we come to a section called Risk Factors for Age-Related Macular Degeneration. This comes from visionaware.org, another really good website. This article was written by Lilas Mocht, a doctor, and as far as I know, this is a real expert on AMD. To understand what the risk factors are and what we can do to lower our risk for age-related macular degeneration, it's helpful to understand how macular degeneration develops. First, advanced age and long-term environmental exposures together produce an increased number of free radicals. These are unstable molecules that damage the macula if they are not immediately neutralized by antioxidants. And next, how macular develops? This initial damage causes inflammation. The inflammation then causes more damage to the macula, which results in more inflammation, and the cycle continues, eventually scarring the macula and causing central vision loss. So, to reduce the risk of AMD, we need to decrease our exposure to toxins, to neutralize the free radicals that are produced by exposure to toxins, and decrease our inflammatory response. We can do that by addressing the first 6 of the 10 risk factors that are listed below. The first 6 risk factors which we can control. Number 1, the big one, smoking. Current smokers have a 2 to 3 times higher risk for developing age-related macular degeneration than people who have never smoked. And I might add here, secondhand smoke. Get away from it if you possibly can. Number 2, risk factor that we can control, artificial fats. These are usually labeled partially hydrogenated vegetable oils. These artificial fats are pervasive in foods, and particularly in low-fat bakery goods. Low-fat foods are good options if they achieve their low-fat status through a process that physically removes the fat, such as skim milk or in low-fat cottage cheese. Low-fat bakery goods are different, however. If you remove all or half of the fat from a cake recipe, it won't turn into a cake. Thus, when cakes and bakery goods are labeled low-fat or no-fat, it means they contain artificial fats or laboratory-produced chemicals. These chemicals are not food, and our bodies cannot metabolize them. That was risk factor number 2. Number 3 is sunlight. It is the blue wavelengths from the sun that damage the macula, not the ultraviolet or UV rays. Keep that in mind, the blue wavelengths. Number 4 risk factor, a diet high in processed packaged food and low in fresh vegetables produces a big risk. Vegetable oils are added in the packaging process. These oils are rich in omega-6 fatty acids, which promote inflammation, so it's a bad thing. Number 5, uncontrolled hypertension and high cholesterol. Research by the National Eye Institute indicates that people with hypertension are 1.5 times more likely to develop wet macular degeneration than people without hypertension. And number six risk factor, obesity. Being overweight doubles the risk of developing advanced macular degeneration. Now we come to the four risk factors that we cannot control. Number one, advancing age. Although AMD may occur earlier, studies indicate that people over the age of 60 are at a greater risk than those in younger age groups. For instance, a large study found that people in middle age have about a 2% risk of getting AMD, but this risk increased to nearly 30% in those over the age of 75. Another something you can't control is your race. People in the white race are much more likely to lose vision from age-related macular degeneration than are blacks or African Americans. Number three, a gene variant that regulates inflammation. While not all types of macular degeneration are hereditary, certain genes have been strongly associated with a person's risk of age-related macular degeneration. And genetic predisposition may account for half the cases of age-related macular degeneration in this country. And sort of along these same lines, number four, the final risk factor, family history. Studies indicate that your chances of developing age-related macular degeneration are 3 to 4 times higher if you have a parent, a child, or a sibling who has macular degeneration. So it's good to talk these things over with your family. The next section comes from the American Macular Degeneration Foundation. It's abbreviated AMDF. Its website is www.macular.org. This is what I'm calling an inspiring case history of age-related macular degeneration, a missionary's approach to AMD. Polly Brown. Polly Brown takes an unusual approach to age-related macular degeneration. It isn't an easy one, and she knows it isn't for everyone. She believes it's her job, perhaps even her right, to be thankful in all circumstances. That phrase is from the tail end of a letter from the Christian missionary Paul to people living in Thessalonica in the first century. Paul himself is thought to have suffered from vision problems, so much so that he mentions in another letter in the Bible that he knows his friends would give him their own eyes if they could. Whatever Paul's story, Polly Brown takes his suggestion as, a bit of divine instruction. Brown was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration in her left eye in 2006 after coming out of cataract surgery. She was 78. She says, "It was kind of a shock because my first cataract surgery in my right eye was perfect," she said recently in an interview. And she continues, "I could see clearly, but the surgery for the left eye was funny. After the surgery, there was this big mushroom-shaped floater that didn't go away. That very afternoon, I was sent to a retinal specialist." Well, Brown has been undergoing treatments for AMD in her good eye to preserve her vision. The treatments are most recently at the Flaum Eye Institute at the University of Rochester, New York, near where she and her husband Ralph live. Every 6 weeks, she receives an injection of Avastin, the formula which inhibits the growth of abnormal blood vessels behind the eye. This slows or even stops the progress of wet AMD. Brown used to dread the injections. She says they're not that painful because the eye is numb, but there's some discomfort with your eye clamped open. And for a few hours afterwards, I'm crawling around with my eye all irritated and watering. Plus, it's dilated. I prefer afternoon appointments. At least then I don't lose the whole day. I just go home and go to bed with a cold washcloth on my eye. Well, the Browns were missionaries overseas since they were in their early 20s, having only moved back to the United States in their early retirement years. Given their work, they know the Bible backwards and forwards, and Polly was well aware of that obscure bit about gratitude. At first, be thankful for everything? Well, who can do that all the time, she said. But I decided that instead of dreading those monthly appointments, I was going to be thankful that there is a treatment and a specialist. and this research. Plus, I have the insurance to pay for it. I go in with that attitude. You know, the last time I went, the aftermath was not as bad. Well, another obviously good thing is that due to the treatments, Brown has plenty of sight in that right eye. She can even read, especially under a bright light. She was thoroughly enjoying a P.G. Wodehouse novel when we interviewed her, one as part of a big stack of fiction, biographies, and Bible study books that has been a standard mix her whole life. At church, she uses a Kindle and large print Bibles. At the age of 85 now, Brown does not see well enough to drive, but her husband Ralph can drive, so they are well set to run errands or to go to see their 5 grown children, and 17 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. They moved to Rochester 2 years ago to live with one of their sons and his wife. And a quote, "While we are still able to be independent, we are well set if the time comes when we need more help," Brown says. Even now, their daughter-in-law often invites them for dinner, especially on injection days, she said. Although when they stay home on those days, Ralph cooks. "This is a new skill for him," Polly Brown notes wryly. "He has become very good at opening cans of beef stew." Well, that was an inspiring story about Polly Brown. Remember, be thankful in all circumstances is the quote that guides her when she goes for her injections. Next, we have some research information for you. This comes from the AMDF, the macular.org website. This article is titled "Research into Age-Related Macular Degeneration." AMD is a puzzle whose pieces are interconnected genetic factors, biological processes, age, and environment. Of those puzzle pieces, the only controllable factors are the environmental ones. 25 years ago, ophthalmologists would tell patients that AMD was essentially incurable. Eating kale, wearing sunglasses, or quitting smoking might slow the progression of macular degeneration. Well, spinach and kale actually are a part of the puzzle, and sunglasses are too, and so is quitting smoking. But researchers also know now how to intervene with biological processes that have gone wrong in the macula. The most obvious example of gone wrong is angiogenesis, the formation of new blood vessels. Angiogenesis is a good thing in a developing fetus or in an adult after traumatic injuries. Remember the definition, angiogenesis, which is the formation of new blood vessels. So it can be good, but when it happens in adults in the choroid layer behind the macula, it causes leakage and permanent damage to those rods and cones of the eye. Researchers and ophthalmologists now know how to slow angiogenesis. This term is also known as neovascularization, the formation of new blood vessels, neovascularization or angiogenesis. They can now slow this process with injections of a drug that suppresses the protein that triggers the rogue vessel formation. Those are the very successful AMD drugs called anti-VEGFs. Similarly, researchers are investigating the body's immune and inflammation systems. They're also investigating its cardiovascular systems, including the processing of cholesterol, and the various ways cells rebuild themselves and respond to stress from free radical oxygen. These biological markers, as they're called, show that these various biological pathways or systems are all connected with the occurrence of age-related macular degeneration. It's quite possible scientists will find more ways to stop unhealthy cell processes somewhere in their path. Meanwhile, genes, the body's microscopic building instructions, inscribed in every cell, have become an area of intense interest in the world of AMD research. Geneticists believe we will soon be able to replace genes that trigger diseases in the retina with genes that keep cells and biological systems healthy. The genes which are most associated with age-related macular degeneration include those which encode biological processes in the body, immune and inflammation responses, cardiovascular systems, and cell metabolism pathways. To replace a gene that triggers angiogenesis, or one that lets a healthy cell wall break apart, would be to solve AMD at its source. Some researchers believe that we will soon be able to inject laboratory stem cells into the eyes of a person with advanced AMD, eyes in which retinal cells have died off. These stem cells, the anatomical version of a wild card, would do what stem cells do when you put them anywhere in the body. They would grow into what's supposed to be there, new cones, new rods, and retinal epithelial cells. And finally, research is leading to a new technology for people with low vision from AMD. The artificial retina is a tiny camera and video processor mounted on a pair of glasses with a sheet of electrodes implanted in the eye. Light signals are collected by camera and transmitted by way of the electrodes right to the brain, bypassing the damaged retina. So far, the artificial retina allows only a pixelated view of just the outlines of objects. But researchers hope to use this technology to implant the electrodes directly into the brain and restore much of a person's original vision. So far, the more electrodes, the better the technology works. The American Macular Degeneration Foundation supports research like this, leading to a prevention and a cure for age-related macular degeneration. If you're interested in contacting them, their phone number is 1-888-MACULAR, or translated into numbers, that's 1-888-622-8527. And finally, a reminder from visionaware.org about the risk factors and actions you can take to decrease your risk of developing age-related macular degeneration. Number one, don't smoke. And if you do smoke, try to stop. Number two, don't eat packaged processed foods. Number three, don't eat artificial fats. I love this advice. Eat real bakery goods made with real fat. Just don't eat the whole box. Number four, do wear sunglasses, preferably with an amber, brown, or orange tint that blocks the blue light. Number five, you've heard this so many times, eat lots of dark green leafy vegetables, kale, spinach, collards. They all contain lutein. This is a substance that neutralizes the free radicals that will otherwise cause damage to the macula. Also, eat lots of omega-3 fatty acids, which are found in fish, fish oil, flax seeds, and in some nuts. And control your high blood pressure and your cholesterol levels. And finally, exercise regularly and keep your weight down. Well, to end the program today, I'm asking you to give yourself a big hug. Right now. Wrap your arms around yourself as best you can. Are you ready to hear what Jules Robson has to say? Love yourself. Love yourself enough to live a healthy lifestyle. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.